Hi guys, welcome back to Trash Talk. I'm Tony.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're going to be talking about climate change and how social media has influenced our opinion on the topic. How much do you really know about climate change? Stick around to hear our interviews with the student body at Conrad Schools of Science.
The only world we've got, and we've already messed it up. Remember Harvey, the biggest hurricane ever recorded? Irma, then Florence in 2018, then Michael. It wasn't just the West. So many people were destroyed in floods.
People in Africa suffering through the scorching heat and drought. We can't forget the California wildfires, the deadliest and most destructive. Think it can't get any worse?
Think again. All of this is happening. Climate change is real. It all starts here. A regular plastic bag carelessly thrown out onto the street, out of your hair, and into someone else's. Animals find themselves trapped in our debris in all sorts of ways.
Bottle caps, plastic shards, and even lighters are consumed till it becomes an intestine blockage, killing them. How do animals just happen to consume all this? Well, there's a giant area of floating doom along the Pacific. It's called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It spreads across for about 6 million square miles, twice the size of the U.S. This plastic chokes the ability of the ocean to absorb CO2 from the atmosphere, speeding up climate change.
Countless different studies have estimated about 8 million tons of plastic ends up in the oceans every year. About 100,000 aquatic animals die each year due to our pollution. How many more lives do we have to lose to realize the gravity of this situation?
Scientists, researchers, and students across the globe are trying to find a way through this mess. Social media challenges like #TrashTag have also convinced people to bring awareness and change their surroundings. Celebrities and influencers everywhere are giving us the gentle reminder about the current state of the world because we've only got about 12 years to reverse the damage that we've caused to the planet.
If we don't have everyone helping to save the only world we've got, this is going to be the one war we are all going to lose. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish.
Let's hear from our students. Me and Emily traveled the halls of Conrad to test the knowledge of our local Red Wolves on climate change. Let's see what they have to say.
What is climate change?
I believe it's when the climate gets hotter or colder, and it's significant.
Okay, what do you think how does this impact the world around us?
Well, I hear a lot about global warming and everything, so I think it's a big deal, but I don't think people understand how big of a deal it is.
So my understanding, I'm not a geologist or environmentalist, but climate change for me, my understanding is climate is long established patterns of weather. So it has to be a long period of time in an area. So if you're talking climate change, you're looking at the drastic change in a long period of weather over hundreds or a century. That makes me think that your project or your purpose for this is to ask people what their thoughts are. Climate change. You're under the impression that the climate is changing, but I haven't lived long enough to know or experience firsthand if there has been a shift in my geographical location and the climate that we have here. If I had more data, I could speak a little bit more educated on it, but if you just ask me what is climate change, I'm going to tell you it's a change in long-term weather in a geographical location.
How does climate change make you feel?
Climate change, it kind of makes me feel confused because I feel like climate change happens every day, you know? It'll rain outside and then 2 minutes later, it'll be sunny. And then it'll just stop raining. So wouldn't that be considered climate change or not?
Well, I believe that climate change is inevitable. Humans are not.
and that humans, while they do have an effect on the climate change, is nowhere near as drastic as a lot of people portray it to be.
Right now, about 65, and sunny.
Climate change makes me feel upset because no one's really doing anything to help. Like, all the money that was donated to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral could have gotten rid of the Pacific trash island, but no one's doing anything about it.
Perfect. What is your opinion on climate change?
Well, because climate change isn't real, global warming isn't real, and so, like, we don't need to worry about the penguins because they're not going to die. I mean, the polar bears no one really likes, so...
We can do whatever we want.
So basically what we should do with climate change is we should actually be focused on it, but we should also be focused on the people who think it isn't real. For example, I suggest a mass genocide, but that's my opinion. You know, just kind of eradicate the weaklings.
So, climate change, we gotta get all the birds out of the sky, all right? The birds are the ones that are doing it all, because the carbon monoxide is going from the birds, and it rises, you know what I mean? Because they're just inhaling, exhaling. The air can't be cleaned, because the trees can't reach up there. So we get rid of the birds, we get rid of all the carbon monoxide.
Honestly, too, I just feel like if we cut plastics the way we cut James Charles, this world would be a way better place as well, so.
We started by asking some basic questions about climate change.
So clearly after listening to those answers, we can conclude that a large portion of the student population at Conrad is highly uneducated on the topic of climate change.
Next, we moved on to questions about the effect pop culture has on people's awareness of climate change.
But before we listen to those responses, let's hear a clip from Lil Dicky's new single, Earth.
What up, world? It's your boy, just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us earthlings out there, just wanted to say, we love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. Come on, everybody. I know we're not all the same, but we're living on the same earth. Been to Earth, Ariana? We're not making music for aliens here.
Are we gonna die?
You know what, Bieber? We might die. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, there's so many people out there who don't think global warming's a real thing. You know, we gotta save this planet. We're being stupid.
Unless we get up together now.
After listening to that, we can clearly hear that there are jokes within the songs, but there's definitely some things that are real and speaking real truths within the song to bring awareness to some things that people don't believe are happening.
And even though some people don't believe that climate change is real, there's still some things that everybody can be doing to help preserve our environment and keep it the way that it is now. Like the way that Lil Dicky uses jokes in the song Earth, it helps to just get people's attention, so that way they're listening to a topic that's important, but in a way that's easier for them to just understand. So now we asked people what they thought of the song, what their opinions are, how they interpreted the lyrics.
How does the song Earth by Lil Dicky make you feel?
The song Earth by Lil Dicky, it makes me feel different. Like, I feel like I actually need to help the world, especially when I hear Joel Embiid say that he loves Africa. It really inspires me to go to the next level, just like he does on the basketball court.
Makes me feel kind of sad because of how we're destroying the planet, but it also has Joel Embiid in it, so I kind of like really like it.
How did the movie The Lorax make you feel?
The movie The Lorax kind of puts into perspective like what can be happening to our earth and like what we're doing to it, because it's kind of alluding to the fact that like it is our fault, and there are definitely things that we could be doing to change it, but like in the grand scheme of things, we don't want to view that it's our fault. Like, it's what we're looking at is like it's Mother Nature, instead of like, no, this is our actions and we need to take action if we want to fix it, because it is where we live. So
I felt that the Lorax foreshadowed our future, and it really made a change because now I use metal straws and I don't use plastic cups anymore. I also use a hydro flask, which keeps my water very cold.
Do you think pop culture can fight climate change?
Yeah, 100%. Like, celebrities in the media, they have all the power. And if they tell people to stop using straws, people will stop using straws. Like, I don't know. They say it and it happens, so pop culture can definitely change and fight climate change.
Yeah, we all just have to, like, work together to fight it, you know?
I worry a lot about pop culture, predominantly because how a lot of it is generated. For instance, I could have an idea, whether it's accurate or not. If I want that idea to be widely consumed by mass amount of people, I could pay someone of a high status, somebody that has a lot of followers. Whether or not they have the same opinion as I do, I could give them a sum of money and they could just push that information, again, whether it's accurate or not. And that person putting out information is going to trigger a large-scale response, and people would be buying into something that may not be accurate. I think our society now has a lot of instances of that. I think that Fire Festival is a primary example. You know, use Instagram as a vessel for creating a buzz about a festival, but it was an absolute debacle. I think the same can be done with something as large scale as climate change. If a celebrity gets out there on social media and puts his or her opinion out there, people will follow blindly and not even weigh in on any data or any other validating credible information to support it. I think we're just so quick to jump the gun on people we idolize that sometimes we don't stop and think for ourselves and look at data. A lot of times social media is not going to give you a link to click for stats that you can go make an informed decision. Honestly, if people are driving information about climate change through social media, it's probably not the most authentic. It's going to be quick. It's going to be there to kind of make a point in sales pitch, but I doubt there's going to be a dissertation. I doubt there's going to be a 56-page essay that's going to give me all the information I need to make an educated decision on the matter. I just think it's social media is probably not the way to go to get valid information on climate change.
We will never be able to predict the future. We won't know if our actions are actually killing our environment until the day that it actually happens. After listening to the responses from the population at Conrad, we can clearly see the variations between opinions on what climate change is, how it makes them feel, and even the effect social media has on our opinions of climate change.
Social media is transforming traditional media and influencing how we share news and information. Recent data shows that 300 million people spend more than 5 hours each day on social networks. About 200,000 videos are uploaded to YouTube every day. The impact social media can have on anything is undeniable, but whether or not it is an accurate or a positive impact, it still shapes how we view the world. Pop culture, including media like the Lorax, Earth, and other social media platforms, can help bring awareness to humans about small changes we can make. It may not be a large-scale solution or even a solution at all, but if everyone makes little changes in their life, we may be able to make a difference and save our planet.
At the end of the day, climate change is real, but the claim that it's humans causing these changes is only a theory. We may never know the answer to these problems in our lifetime, but awareness of what's at stake if we continue to live our lives the same way that we do now could help us turn around the damage that we've already done.
We must do all we can to ensure the preservation of our environment for future generations to come. In the end, people only believe what they want to believe. There is no right or wrong opinion in such a fresh new topic like climate change.
So go, get out there and recycle. Get informed. No.
seriously, turn this off, go outside, and hug your local tree. Thanks for tuning in to Trash Talk. I'm Tony.
And I'm Emily. We out.